Yo, it's fucking early, dude. It's 7:45 a.m. I was up real happy. Yesterday, I went to see my friend Alex Edelman's show. He's a big deal here in Edinburgh. And I've known him for a while. He started doing stand-up when he was like in high school. So I'd known him for like, I don't know, 12 years or something like that. But I haven't seen him do an hour ever. So yesterday I went and saw his show and it was fucking amazing. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is really good. I need to get to work on my shit. So I did a bit of work last night and I'm getting up now because I'm going to work all morning until I have to go hand out flyers. Well, maybe I'll run first, but whatever. And that's where I'm at. Alex Edelman, if he comes to where you live, go see him. He's really funny. He's very talented. There's that. I don't know. What did I do yesterday's show, and then went to Alex's show, and still trying to figure out how to get people to my show. You have to handing out flyers on the street is so well, you know, it's part of the Edinburgh experience, I think. Not for everybody, but for a lot of people, and it's humbling. And you got to stay humble, I think. Right? Do you? Some people aren't humble and they're doing all right. Maybe I got to be less humble? I'm pretty humble. Now the word's starting to sound weird. I'm not going to question it anymore. Yesterday was National Cat Day, or International Cat Day. I guess somehow the whole globe got involved, and everybody was celebrating the Cat Day. I didn't post any pictures of my cats, Mabel and FOMO, but I miss them terribly. That's a, you know, dogs, they are more work because you have to walk them, but they're easier to travel with. Yeah, cats very. You can't because they can't. You can't just let them kind of walk a little bit. You got to keep them in a thing, and they don't like it. And I don't know that I could have brought them to Edinburgh. Pets in other countries, they're worried. Oh, what if your pet comes here and we can't handle its germs and we all die? What if your cat ruins our crops? I don't. I'm guessing. No, animals and fruit stay out. It'll. That must have happened at some point, but it must have been a long time ago where like somebody brought an animal in and it messed with the whole fucking ecosystem. Brock Turner loses appeal of sexual assault conviction. Well, didn't he rape a woman? He raped a woman in the alley? Isn't that Brock Turner? What is he? I just want to keep. He was. I guess, was he only convicted of sexual assault, even though it was clearly a rape? Well, allegedly. I don't. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know all the legal terms, but I believe he forcibly. So say he was convicted of sexual. Brock Turner sexually assaulted a woman and thinks that he shouldn't be punished for it. I just want to keep saying his name. I think everybody should keep it in your mind. So if he ever comes across you, he might, you know, forget what he looks like, and then you meet them and then you'd be, oh, you're the fucking piece of shit. And that should go on for a long time. People shouldn't forget. I mean, I understand he's been through a lot, as his family will tell you. New York Congressman Chris Collins indicted on insider trading charges. That's good news. He's a Trump supporter, one of the first, and going to jail. Well, he's been indicted, so maybe he's innocent. I don't know. Oh, they're not going to read that story. That's just sad. Try to find something happy that's not about somebody doing something awful as well. I don't know what's going on with that. I'm just saying these things to fill the so there's not silence. I don't know if it's better than silence. Me being like, oh no, that's bad, blah, 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 you know, not really saying anything. But they tell you that dead air is bad. I don't know why it is, but it is. Dead air, but that's for radio. People apply radio things to podcasting. And it's podcasting isn't radio. I mean, there's similarities, but I don't think anybody did radio into their phone as I do for this show. There's a lot of bad stuff going on. Local pastor arrested after trying to meet teen for sex. I'm going to guess this is an online sting, which, man, why do these guys keep falling for these online stings? Local pastor. You got to watch out for these local pastors. You know, I give the I want, now I'm going to look at this because I want to know if he's a, content not available in your region. Well, that's not cool, man. Why don't you want me to know what's going on, America? I was wondering if he was a, because they say pastor in Catholic Church, but I think they would have thrown Catholic in if he was Catholic. So I guess he's just like some type of Christian pastor, but I'll just say if there's a pastor in your life, keep an eye out, and maybe throw one of these online stings their way, just a little test. I know yours is fine. You don't know. Just give a little email. Say, hey, I'm very young. I'm a teenager. Would you like to meet for some sex, and then see if he says, well, what kind of teenager are you, a boy or a girl? And then say, well, what do you like, you know, whatever you, what are you into? And, you know, see if you can talk to them, and then if he says, no, that's terrible, you should read your Bible. Say, okay, I got a good one. But then if he's like, well, you want to meet me at the McDonald's? I don't think he meets up. But he's like, I'll come over to your house with some Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's always what they did on Catch a Predator. Always showing up with the Mike's Hard Lemonade. All right, one. See, then there's just another. There's a lot of, I'm not going to talk about anymore. Let's find one. Is there one nice story? One. A lot of sexual assault, a lot of child pornography of people in authority. Oh, here's something, I guess, that's good. University online textbook that called can University revises online textbook that called cancer a disease of choice. That's interesting. And said Holocaust victims failed to tap into their inner strength. That's a, what the fuck textbook would this be? Okay, so first of all, why would you not get rid of the entire textbook? I mean, who wrote the fucking thing that they said? And what textbook has both shit talking cancer victims and Holocaust victim? This disease of choice. I'm not saying that. See, you smoke cigarettes, you get cancer. All right. But you can just get cancer. A lot of people just get it from all sorts of shit. Or just your genetics. Can't, I mean, yeah, you cancer kills like almost everybody. That's a weird fucking. And then Holocaust victims. Oof. Yeah. They were. So this is like a Holocaust denier type person. This is, let me just. I got to read this fucking story now. This is killing me. I don't know why I thought this was good news. Well, I guess because I said, oh, they revised it. But the fact that it was ever there. University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. That's a good school, right? That's like hard to get into. Revise a textbook for a required fitness course. They're called Cancer, Disease, and Included Theory, asserting Holocaust victims fail to tap into their inner strength. So this was written by like a Nazi, because a fitness book does not need to bring up the Holocaust. I think anybody should have just seen Holocaust and said, yeah, we're not using this book. Not, and then say, you know what, just take out these parts. All right, I'm done. I'm not coming back to America. You fucks are crazy. They might be crazy here too, but I don't know about it. So I'm gonna stay. Well, I'm coming back to America. My cats are there. I have to. And I don't know that I can get them citizenship in another country. All right, you fucks. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.